pretty strong cold front will move through the area at Thursday night into Friday. So, you know, during the day on Thursday, with some precipitation in the area, you know, a rain-snow mix changing over to snow, have high temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40 during the day on Thursday. And then once that cold front moves through, the temperatures are going to drop pretty rapidly, with lows even Friday morning in the upper teens, and highs Friday in the, in the Quad Cities here, near 20, but, you know, points south and east, probably lower 20s for highs on Friday. And then the bottom, you know, really drops out for the weekend. You know, Saturday morning, highs in the single digits above zero. I'm sorry, lows in the single digits above zero, and then highs in the teens for Saturday. And then by Saturday night, Sunday morning there, the coldest air of the season moves in. And we're looking at, temperatures across the whole area, really below zero. You have to get all the way to Peoria to have low temperatures on Saturday or Sunday morning above zero. But, you know, looking at the single digits below zero on Sunday morning.
Then how long do you think that cold air is going to hang around?
Well, there's a little bit of, a disagreement. Still, you know, even on Sunday, unfortunately, there are highs in the single digits on Sunday. But, you know, it was looking at, I guess right now the forecast is for, you know, a significant rebound there for Monday with highs in the mid-teens. But, you know, some of the models were showing that colder air even lingering into next week. So you know, there's still some disagreement about how long that cold air will be around. But, you know, potentially into next week for the colder air